Tijdens Jullie Dansen is de Dry Piece XL te zien in een dubbel bill met de voorstelling van een andere opkomende talentvolle choreograaf. Karen Levy, welkom. Nice you're here. We'll continue in English.
Okay.
So the Dry Piece, that was in 2012, you already produced a piece called the Dry Piece. And you won the Dyrafta award for it. And now you present the Dry Piece Extra Large
Edition.
So what's changed?
Well, well, to start with, we are going to perform this performance in the Oude Zaal, the bigger stage of the Staatsschauburg. So that's a big stage, and it's a big change in terms of scale, volume, space. Adding to that, I also enlarged the cast of the dancers from 4 to 8 and more. The performance actually is in close conversation with the original version, but it's an edition. It's an XL edition.
Wow. Because I read for the Dry Piece, you were inspired by images of women, like a musical director, Busby Berkeley, from the 30s, and the post-feminine writer, Naomi Wolf. Mm. Is it correct?
Yeah.
What kind of image of women did they have?
Well, Busby Berkeley created those beautiful water ballet, which he shot from on top. So flowers of women appearing from the water. He was using large numbers of dancers to create this imagery. You might have a memory of it. This sort of Esther Williams-like imagery. That was one starting point. The other starting point is the thesis of Naomi Wolf, in which she argues that beauty is a social constructed myth, which is constructed in a way that also lock women in their own body, and also to an extent suppress their self-confidence.
Yes.
Creates a certain kind of a glass ceiling because of the way they perceive themselves under this sort of regime of beauty in terms of how they look, dieting, cosmetics, fashion, and so on. It's a book that Naomi Wolf wrote in the 80s. It's very much in conversation with American society, but I think when I read it, it sort of echoed
your opinions.
My experience, the way I somehow experienced myself. And now in this Photoshop society, I think we are becoming more and more aware of how the gap between images or the image of the body, how the image of the body somehow is put in front of the actual body. And this is also conditioned the way we think about ourselves or how we position ourselves. And it's not only about women. I think it's something that affects everyone beyond gender.
How do you use this in the performance?
Yeah, it's a good question. As this is it's important to say that the Dry Piece is its Excel edition is a video dance performance, so it's situated in a video installation. So the dance and the video are working together to create live video images. This is again going back to Busby Berkeley work. The screen, the image of the body, is put in front of the dancers. So we are seeing the dance through the projection of their own image. So that's again this sort of hierarchy of relation between the actual body and the projected body. The piece is performing nude, and it's very
all the dancers are nude.
Yes, because it's very much about the depiction of the body and how the body is also used in order to create images. If you think about the commercial industry around us, the body is used in order to promote the selling of commodity or services, lifestyle, ideas. In the Dry Piece, this I can say it's more abstracted. It's becoming a tool to create also a choreography. We are using different scale of imagery from zooming in to zooming out. The body sometimes loses its identity, its human identity, becoming a particle-like. In the same time, when you zoom into it, it's become a landscape. So in a way, I'm having two hats on my head mm-hmm. when I have created this piece.
Mm-hmm. And I read you created this piece together with the dancers, like you used their creativity as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it work in a creation process? How do you?
Well, the performance. Another line of this performance is also this relationship with the dancer in terms of the choreography is sort of journeying from a very strict line of a really like what you can perceive as a dance, where the rules or the steps are very clear, and slowly as the piece progresses, the dancers are there in a position where they have to make more choices on their own, which are not let's say directly controlled by me.
Mm-hmm.
But in the field of contemporary dance, the work is done usually in close collaboration with the dancers. It's not so much about putting steps on them or for them. They are also there to collaborate and source material from their own knowledge, experience, preferences.
Yeah. So letting them dance nude is making them quite vulnerable, I guess, or how do
I know?
Yes, how is it for the dancers to be nude on stage? To be this to?
Well, I cannot really say how was it for them.
But you talk to them.
Yeah, obviously. But I also performed this piece once myself, and I can say that it's an empowering experience.
Really?
Yeah. I also, it's very important to say that the aspect of nudity was not sort of coming late. We didn't find a good costume, so let's perform naked. It was one of the very starting point of the performance. So when I spoke to dancers or invited them for the process, it was very much there. We're going to work with video. There's this question about beauty and femininity, and we are going to perform naked. So are you interested? So this decision was made, so whoever, the dancers who joined this process knew that from the start it was not put on top of them, it was part of the invitation.
Yes, so people who joined, they already knew that they were going to be nude.
Mm-hmm.
But it must be a different feeling to dance nude or to dance with clothes on.
Well, as I said, the projection, the image is put in front of
yes.
the body. So you see the body through the projection screen, and it does create a certain kind of protection,
mm-hmm.
I must say. It's not really like you're standing there totally visible. So there's a certain kind of enclosure. You somehow almost forget that there is a public there.
Mm.
So, and it also creates this sort of onstage community. There's of a certain an intimacy. At least from my experience, I can say that you forget about this. You forget about the fact that you're naked.
Mm.
And in the end of the story, it's the spectator that is going through a process in moving. And this I heard a lot from people of the public, that somehow the journey of the perception is journeys from this sort of objectivization of the body, seeing it through sexual frames, and somehow it's all those references are peeling off.
Hmm.
So by the end of this performance, you are kind of almost free from those constraints.
So you start with something like maybe a male gaze even on the women, and then as a spectator you lose that.
You lose that, I mean, and you see the body beyond gender, beyond those social construction, and somehow gaining a certain kind of, as you like universal fragility. And what you call the male gaze is also a mode of gaze that is also operated by women. So also women, spectators who are women, also reported that sort of way of looking and how they also slowly departed from it.
Yeah.
As the performance goes on.
This will be in a double bill together with another work from another choreographer who worked with male dancers.
Yeah, Itamar Seroussi.
Have you seen the other piece?
No, I haven't seen. It's Itamar Seroussi, and he's going to present a piece with six male dancers from Ballet de Roma.
Yes, so it's going to be... That's a nice contrast, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, for the people, I will continue in Dutch. De zesde editie van Jullie Dans vindt dus plaats van donderdag 30 juni tot en met zondag 10 juli. En deze specifieke voorstelling is te zien op vrijdag 8 juli in de Stadsschouwburg. Het is dus een dubbel bil. Oftewel, je ziet twee voorstellingen van twee verschillende choreografen op één avond. Kijk voor meer informatie over de voorstellingen op www.jullidans.nl.